This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today commissioned three indigenously built Indian Navy platforms, INS Dunagiri, INS Sanshodhak and INS Agra in Kolkata today. Designed by the Navy's Warship Design Bureau and built by Garden Reach Shipbuilders and Engineers, the vessels are intended to strengthen combat operations, hydrographic surveying and anti-submarine warfare. INS Dunagiri, a Project 17A stealth frigate, is armed with BrahMos missiles and medium-range air defense systems. INS Sanshodhak is a survey vessel designed for coastal and deep-water hydrographic operations, while INS Agra is an anti-submarine warfare craft equipped with torpedoes, rocket launchers and sonar systems for coastal defense. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has said that the tri-commissioning of INS Dunagiri, INS Agra and INS Sanshodhak is going to be a defining moment in India's maritime capability development. In a social media post, the minister said that these state-of-the-art platforms are a testament to the country's robust defense manufacturing ecosystem and its unwavering resolve towards Atmanirbhar Bharat. The 12th International Day of Yoga is being celebrated across India and around the world today with the theme Yoga for Healthy Aging. The theme highlights the importance of adopting yoga as a lifelong practice for healthy, active and dignified aging. Prime Minister Narendra Modi led the nation in observing the International Day of Yoga from Kolkata's Red Road, where thousands of people joined him in performing the morning exercises. Participating in the common yoga protocol session, Mr. Modi performed yoga alongside thousands of practitioners at the iconic venue. Speaking on the occasion, Mr. Modi said, June the 21st, which marks the longest day in some parts of the earth, has now become the largest community celebration day because of yoga.
21 जून का ये दिन पृथ्वी के कुछ भूभाग पर साल में सबसे लंबी अवधि का दिन होता है और अंतर्राष्ट्रीय योग दिवस के कारण 21 जून का ये दिन विश्व के सबसे बड़े सामूहिक उत्सव का दिन भी बन गया है विश्व के अलग अलग हिस्सों से योग की एक से एक अद्भुत तस्वीरें आ रही है पूरा देश योग की ऊर्जा से चैतन्य से भरा हुआ नजर आ रहा है
The Prime Minister said yoga is not just physical exercise and is not restricted to any age group. It is an expression of human spirit. President Draupadi Murmu was chief guest at the state-level International Yoga Day program in Jabalpur, Madhya Pradesh today. The event was held at Garrison Ground in Sadar. Meanwhile, several union ministers, organizations and eminent personalities are participating in yoga sessions across the National Capital Region to celebrate the 12th annual International Day of Yoga. Union Health Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda attended the Yoga Day celebrations at Shantipath. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar participated in a yoga session at Nehru Park in New Delhi. The National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test NEET UG 2026 re-examination will be conducted today. It will be held across 551 cities in India and 14 cities abroad for over 22.79 lakh candidates. The examination will be held in the afternoon from 2 to 5:15 p.m. The examination is being conducted in English and 12 Indian languages. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan today said that 22 lakh students are appearing for the NEET UG re-examination. Talking to media in New Delhi, he urged students to take the exam without fear and wish them the very best. The Education Minister also assured that all necessary arrangements have been made for the smooth conduct of the examination. In cricket, India A were 147 for 2 wickets in 13 overs against host Sri Lanka A in the summit clash of the Tri-Nation A Series 2026 at the Rangiri Dambulla International Stadium when reports last came in. Earlier, Sri Lanka A won the toss and elected to bowl first. And that is the end of this news bulletin.